T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Wow, Peters!
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Arnold Babar. Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Name that movie, boys.
Well, that's a Chevy Chase movie, so.
You know Chevy's real name?
No.
Cornelius, moving on. It's a Chevy Chase movie, yes.
It's got to be Christmas Vacation?
Does it?
I don't know.
Is that the only Chevy Chase movie you know?
No, the one actually that I've probably seen the most often is Vegas Vacation.
Papa Giorgio?
Papa Giorgio.
So what's the movie, Pete? What do we got?
Well, Riv, you were riding the bus back when Fletch came out, I'm sure. Fletch F. Fletch.
That's the name of the movie, Fletch?
Yeah, you don't come up. Really?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't think I would have known that either.
I've never heard of the movie. That's... Although I know the music band that you played.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I bet there you do. Go. I bet you do.
Little Stone Temple Pilots for you, gentlemen.
You guys have never you've never seen Fletch?
I can't say I have.
No.
Come on, guys. Maybe you need a refresher course. It's all ball bearings nowadays. You don't know this movie.
Wow. Rain Man of
movies. It's not movies. Rain Man of movies. It's they're yeah, just
it's exactly
we're,
what it is.
We're in our 40s, and these are movies that we're supposed to know. Anyway, where the hell am I working? Instigators.
We're supposed to know like Forrest Gump and those type of movies, not Fletch.
My God.
We're supposed like to know Rambo. We're supposed to know Rambo 2, like with your son there.
I showed Brody Rambo 2 the other day.
Starting him early, eh?
He had no interest, and then he saw, as Jeff referred to, as those arrows that blow everything up, those little mini arrows, and all of a sudden the kid is dialed right in.
No, but the best part, PD, is the fact that Brody said, "Why is Rocky in the woods?" At that point, yes, Brody became my favorite kid. Like, he asked, "Why is Rocky running in the woods?"
Well, you guys were talking about some show that I really want to start watching, Mandalorian, and then someone said Carl Weathers. And when I hear Carl Weathers, I only think of one person.
Apollo.
Chubbs. But yes, Apollo.
Oh, okay, Chubbs. You know, I met Carl Weathers. You want me to tell you a quick story about Carl Weathers?
Of course I do. If you met anybody else, I wouldn't care. Carl Weathers, I'm in.
So we are in Gothenburg, Sweden. We are playing some preseason games in 2011-12, I believe it was. We were doing the premier games in Europe to start the season. The same year the Sabres played in Berlin. And Rives, I don't know if you were there when they started in Europe, but in 11-12. But nope. So we are at the hotel in Gothenburg, and there's the conference rooms or whatever at the hotel are all being used. There's a huge Comic-Con type of event happening. It's huge in Sweden. People outside the hotel are playing sword, like a sword fight, like
Johnny Drama. It was Johnny Drama there for Viking Quest.
No, he was not. Victory was not there. But so we decided to go in and check it out. And there's people dressed up in all kinds of different guys, like Freddy Krueger with the mask and the whole thing. And then at one table, there's a huge line. I'm telling you, like, the line is out the door to get an autograph. And we're like, who is there? Like, who is the big attraction? And it was Carl Weathers, the Predator, underneath in this picture in the movie The Predator. And people were waiting in line to get an autograph. So we were with a couple of Swedes. So we got to the front and we took a picture with Carl Weathers and got to talk to him for a couple of minutes. And that was pretty cool. He was really, really a nice guy when we talked to him.
You know what I would have said to him if I met him, if I was with Swedes? Remember that Russian that killed you in Rocky IV? He was really Swedish.
Yeah, he was really Swedish. You're right.
Speaking of Rocky IV, I don't want to go too far down the rundown here, but I must say, it goes hand in hand here. Happy anniversary, Rocky IV. November 21st, 1985, Rocky IV premiered in Los Angeles.
Wow. I remember going to see that movie right around Christmas time. You are right. We went to the movie theater to watch Rocky IV. My aunt walked out of the movie as I'm waiting in line with my family to go in, and she goes, you guys are going to love it. She tried to sneak back in with us. Security told her, no, you can't go back in the movie. And when Rocky comes back against Drago and he starts giving them the business, the whole movie theater was chanting, Rocky, Rocky. I'm like, this is fake, people. I was like 8 years old and I knew at the time, like, what? Like, this is fake. Why
is there a better chanting? Is there a better victory in a movie than Rocky IV when he beats the Russian? Forget about the political thing and everything like that. I'm talking like just from the standpoint of the hatred. He killed Apollo and then he's going into Russia. No one likes this little American.
No, nobody. Like, the two guys that are watching him in the car, like, they are keeping close tabs on Rocky.
That was on the other day, and I just love the end when he says, two guys in here killing each other, but I guess that's better than 20 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can change. Anybody can change. Speaking of change.
Wait, I want to make sure. Maybe we could get somebody that speaks Russian on the show. I want to know if the guy that's translating Rocky's speech at the end, if he's actually saying the right thing, because Rocky says this long, like 45-second speech, and the Russian guy says 3 seconds.
And then you know what he should have said? He should have been like saying back to the Russians, screw all of you, I smoked your guy. You know what I mean? Just absolutely butchering the translation to make Rocky look like not the figure that he was. Riff, what's going on with you over there? Are you confused?
I'm, you know, again, very amazed by the music knowledge that you.
It's not music
that you hold. I mean, who can recite back exactly what Rocky said at the end when he's talking to the Russian, you know, people in the stands? Like, who does that? I don't understand.
Marty, correct me if I'm wrong. You could have done that.
I probably could have done that. I love the part. And listen. I
just, like, don't understand. Rocky. Like I've watched these movies, guys. I've watched these movies a lot, but I find that you know, getting to know, obviously getting to know both of you guys, that a large part of your life is watching movies on the weekends and watching it over and over and over again.
Well, so maybe not just that, Riv, maybe just paying attention. You being the guy who didn't even realize that Jackson Maine died at the end of
Star is Born.
Like, you know, the most crucial part of the movie, and then we talk about it on the air the next day. Literally the next day, you're like, boys, I sat down, I watched two great movies over the weekend. Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born. And oh my God, let me tell you, they're unbelievable. I'll tell you what. And then I said, how sad is that at the end? You're like, what do you mean? Well, it was sad about it. Well, Jackson Maine died. What? What? I watched the whole movie. You tell me Jackson Maine died at the end. That's exactly verbatim what our conversation sounded like.
You know that was a weekend that old Craigie had by himself. There was no kids or wife in the house. I sat down. Nobody was pulling me in 10 different directions. No one was asking for food. No one was asking, you know, to do whatever. I got to sit down and just do what I wanted. And listen, a couple wobbly pops later, I don't remember the end of the second movie, which was 4.5 hours in.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. It's the off season. We're going to talk about Return to Play. I feel like we're back in March. Okay, I got homeschooling going on here.
Yep.
Okay, I've got no leaves on the trees, so it's kind of like early March. Kids are home. Everything's shut down. I mean, I feel like we're in a twilight zone here, to be honest with you. But and we're back talking about Return to Play and will we see hockey back and all of those conversations. And we'll get into those at 11 because we don't want to ruin your day right off the bat. But Dylan Cousins last week had quite an interesting week. And I don't know if we have the sound just yet, Braden, or not, but here's what happened. He and another player, Kirby Dach, I believe it was.
Kirby Dach.
Okay. We're late getting on the ice for practice. I don't know if it was 1 minute, 2 minutes, but they were
actually, let's see, practice is at 11 o'clock. They stepped on the ice at 11:00, but the coach had already started practice at 11 at 10:59. Let's see, a minute early, because everybody was ready. Everybody was there. He's like, okay, practice has started. Now he knew that Kirby Dach and Dylan Cousins were not on the ice, but everybody was prepared a few minutes early. So he started. I mean, I played for John Tortorella. 11 o'clock practice, you better be on the ice at 10:45 because at 10:52 it starts. You know that. So you prepare for that. And so I guess Dylan Cousins and Kirby Dach weren't aware of the situation. And
why do you think he did that?
Why do you think he started practice?
Yeah.
He's a punctual guy, yep. And he wants to show them that they're leaders, that they should be on the ice of the first group on the ice to lead. And really, and PD, I'm pretty sure you were going to talk about it, but the coach pulled Kirby Dach and Dylan Cousins over and said, you basically have two choices. I can let you practice. You know, you were on at 11 o'clock, let's see. I can let you practice and you're fine. And I can let it slide this time because team rules are team rules, but I can let it slide. Or you can get off the ice and be like everybody else and abide by the rules. And the guys themselves, Kirby Dach and Dylan Cousins, had to decide. And they said, you know what? We are like everybody else. They left the ice. Later that afternoon, they had another practice. They were the first two guys on the ice, literally like 20 minutes before practice started, and they were on the ice, and they've been on the ice early, leaders, and two of the best players at camp. I think it was a really good lesson for both of them to learn in their leadership category.
It's a tone setter. He knew exactly what he was doing. You know, it's one thing to do it when you're, you know, overseas and I don't know where it is this year, the World Juniors.
The World Juniors is going to be in Edmonton, but I believe that their camp is in Regina. I'm not 100%.
Red Deer.
It's in Red Deer. You're right.
Yeah, it's in Red Deer. And Listen, I mean, this is a tone setter moving into the actual real part of the tournament. He wants to make sure that everybody is going to be held accountable, and no better players to do it with Dylan Cousins and Kirby Dach. And, you know, I'm sure that it doesn't only resonate with the two players, the two top players that we spoke of. It resonates throughout the entire team now.
Yeah,
sets a standard.
I was just going to say to you, Riv, and Marty, I mean, feel free to chime in this too, but I was just about to say, it was almost the perfect players for the coach to use as an example, because it's not going to break your team.
Yeah.
It's going to, if anything, it's going to make everybody else stand a little bit straighter.
Well, look at Lindy Ruff. Who is Lindy Ruff the hardest on when playing for the Buffalo Sabres?
Vanek.
And Vanek was considered what?
A superstar.
He was the top player. There was two guys in Buffalo that Lindy Ruff almost targeted. And that was Derek Roy.
Yep.
And Thomas Vanek. And the reason why he was very hard on those guys, like extremely, extremely hard on those guys, is because if he can be hard on the two top players on our hockey team, then all the players behind them sat up a little bit straighter and made sure that when they did things, they did it as the best of their abilities. Because if Lindy Ruff can tear apart Thomas Vanek and Derek Roy in these video sessions after games, then everybody's on the map.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. You know who Lindy Ruff did not have to go get after and be like that or crack the whip on? He didn't have to do that on Briere and Drury. Why? Because they had maybe learned their lesson somewhere else or had learned from other players and were like, hey, we're leaders now. Same way when I was in New York with the Rangers, John Tortorella was so hard on a guy like Marion Gaborik, okay? He was so hard on Marion Gaborik because Gabby kind of did his own thing. And Torts wanted everybody to pull in the same direction. But one guy that Torts did not have to be hard on because he knew the guy was going to lead and lead by example was Ryan Callahan. You know, so there's certain players that have it in their DNA and they learn it.
A guy like Chris Jury, though, started his career where? In Colorado. By the time he got to Buffalo, Chris Jury was 27 years old.
Well, yeah, he learned from Joe Sakic and Rob Blake and Patrick Waugh and Adam Foote, and he learned from those guys. And this experience that Dylan Cousins got at the World Juniors last week by being late, not practicing, and then later that day being the first one on the ice because he doesn't ever want to be put in that position again, the Sabres are embracing it, and they're saying that is great because when Dylan Cousins comes to Buffalo, he's already learning some of those things right now, which is fantastic. Because usually in juniors, you know how it is, PD, Rivs, and juniors, if you're a superstar, you get to do whatever you want. You get to like be late or, you know, maybe not work as hard on the back check and not practice as hard. Well, now Dylan Cousins is realizing, I want to be a leader. That can't happen. And he's getting that experience.
I will say this. If you're going to be late for practice, I'm trying to think of like what level that starts at. Like when do your parents stop dropping you off at the rink? Like I guess let's say tier two junior A. If you're going to be late, your skate blades better fall off walking to the ice. I mean, like you can't. I'm not going to say I was never late. I'm just going to say that. There was always that theory of if you're 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late, which means get on the ice 15 minutes early.
Well, listen, I think that's what this is all about. The coach of the team is starting his camp in Red Deer. Okay. They're preparing right now to try and pick their team. You have two of the most established, you know, older players that are going to help run this team, and they show up literally right on time. Now, were they late? Yeah, I don't know, like by a couple, maybe a minute late. The reality is these are the tone setters. The coach knows that. Do you not think that all the players that are on the ice trying to make this team look and see Kirby Dach and Dylan Cousins walking the ice literally right on time. That's not respectful to the coach. It shows a lack of discipline for the other players. And that coach identified this, sniffed it out right away, and he did something amazing.
He might have done them a long-term favor. That could be a long-term favor that will pay them a great lesson, I mean, a long-term lesson that they'll never forget.
It's a lesson not only for those two, but it's a lesson for the other players that are on the ice. And there's probably some players that were on the ice 15, 20 minutes before. But they're looking over and seeing these two guys come on the ice right at the start of practice. It's not acceptable. That coach made a decision to set the tone for the Canadian team. And I'm sure that, you know, Dylan Cousins, we've spoken to Dylan Cousins. As much as I don't know the young man very well, he seems to be a very mature kid. Very mature kid. And right now, that's going to be a lesson that he learned at a Canada World Junior camp. He'll take that for the rest of his life.
I don't know about you guys. I got to just say this. At next segment, we're going to do – we don't have to go to break yet, but next segment – we are going to do this or that. At 11 o'clock, we'll talk about return to play, things to expect and look out for if you want hockey to return. And at 11:30, we'll play a fun game I ripped off from One Bills Live. Well, it's called Name Your Old Teammate. I don't think that's what it's called, but that's what I just called it. But that's basically the game in a nutshell. I'm going to give hints.
The coach of Team Canada, go ahead, Murray. His name is Andre Tourigny. He coaches the Ottawa 67th. Duffer and I got to sit down with Jack Quinn last week, Friday, and did an interview with Jack Quinn that's going to be out on social media on Sabres.com in the upcoming couple of weeks, right? It's Thanksgiving this week, so may take a little bit more time to put it together. But off the air, I asked Jack Quinn, like, hey, what happened with Dylan Cousins today, right? Because yesterday, that was the day it happened. And Jack Leffy goes, listen, he goes, that's how touring he is, because that's his coach in the OHL. He says, you know, if you're 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late, or whatever the saying is. No, is that right. I was right?
Yeah. That means be 15 minutes early.
Absolutely. So he's like, that's how he goes. And what I can see in my mind happened that day is everybody's on the ice skating around, you know, picking up a puck and shooting in the net. The coaches are all on the ice skating around. And Turing is looking at his watch and he's like, well, everybody's here. There's nobody else stepping on the ice. Blow the whistle. Let's get going. And all of a sudden, Cousins and Doc come in, right? So, but you have to know your coach. When I was in Rochester, Brian McCutcheon used to always get on the ice a couple minutes or right at the time, or a couple minutes after the time of practice. So you had until the time of practice to get on the ice, and then you had a couple of minutes to be able to, you know, stretch and skate around. So know your coach, know what they expect from you, know what the expectations are, and be a leader. So it's a great lesson to learn.
So we got to go to break, and we were talking about two players and Lindy Ruff. Did you guys ever receive that picture I sent you guys in the group chat of the Halloween party years ago?
Yes.
In the picture was Vanek. And the reason why I bring that picture up, and I have it right here, and in the picture is Vanek as Datsyuk. Goose is, what's the guy's name from the tropics there, the Flint Tropics, Jackie Moon. Derek Roy is the guy from Dodgeball. You have Pacer in a pink bunny suit, and then I'm on the pool table. And the whole point of that picture was not only – first of all, I sent it to those guys in a group, and one of them sent back, said that needs to be on an album cover. But Vanek went as Datsyuk. Why? Do you remember
because
why?
Lindy used to – Darcy and Lindy loved the Detroit Red Wings and Datsyuk as their role models. It was Detroit Red Wings this, Detroit Red Wings that. They had billed the winner, and it was always Datsyuk, Datsyuk, Datsyuk.
This became a running joke on our team. So Vanek came as Datsyuk to the Halloween party, and then for for a Secret Santa that year. Somebody got Vanek and they gave him like a Datsuk something. They gave him a Detroit Red Wings How to Win the Stanley Cup video. You know what I mean? Like, just gave him everything. And that was Lindy.
And if you remember that, I don't know if you guys even know this, but when the boys came to the rink the next day, someone had shown Lindy the picture of Thomas Vanek. Did you know that?
Yes. No, I didn't.
And Lindy was not happy because they know that Vanner was making fun of Lindy. And I didn't, I'm surprised that you don't know this, but yeah, I remember watching.
I know, I think I knew that Lindy, I think I figured that Lindy found out, but I don't think I knew that somebody told him.
Who could have showed him the picture? Someone showed him the picture. It was a joke. It was an amazing costume. Thomas Vanek went out and bought everything head to toe. The socks, he bought pants.
He might have borrowed Matty Ellis's gloves, helmet, and pants.
No, they were all brand new.
Really?
Yes. Everything was brand new. He went out and splurged on a new helmet that was red. Brand new gloves.
Making $10 million that year. Splurged.
Yeah.
Wrong choice of words. Instigators, we got to go to break. It's been a lot of fun. Dis or Dat when we come back. And then at 11, we'll talk about return to play. 11:30. Name your old teammate. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Welcome back to the Instigators here on this beautiful Tuesday. You know, it's been so nice. I can't believe we're at the end of November and Thanksgiving, and it's been that nice out. But I guess we will still see a winter here in Western New York at some point. I've got a few really, really fun this or that. So, Rivs and PD, get your seatbelt on and I guess we're going to start with the entertainment category here. Because of Andrew Peters' recommendation of watching David Letterman on Netflix and his special, which I'm already in season two, it made me think yesterday about late night shows 10, 15, 20 years ago.
The Scribbly Channel.
The what?
Never mind.
The Scribbly Channel?
Don't worry about it. Moving on. Moving on.
Were you a this or that Leno watcher or a Letterman watcher? This or that? PD, you'll start first.
Obviously, I told you this last week. Letterman is, I have no time for Jay Leno.
Why is that?
It's not a fan. You have to be all in one or the other. You can't.
That's not true.
You can't flick back and forth. It's not loyalty.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be non-loyal or loyal. I'm just saying that's not true that you can't enjoy both shows. But anyway,
really. So what are they? Jay Leno.
Well, this or that. Either the Tonight Show with Jay Leno or the Late Show with David Letterman. This or that. Which one did you watch?
I haven't watched David Letterman in 15 years, but I would probably
he's been off the air. He's been off the air for like 8 or 7. What is it? Like since 2014? 6 years.
I don't think I've ever watched a Jay Leno show, to be honest with you, like ever. So I'm going to go with David Letterman.
Okay. The only reason, PD, why I said to you, you can watch both is I would look at who the guest or who the musical guest or who the comedian was on the shows and whoever was the person I wanted to watch, I would either watch Letterman or Leno. I didn't switch back and forth that night, but so I've watched both of them. That's the reason why I'm asking this. Okay. Did you guys see the outfit that Cam Newton wore on his way to the game Sunday? Did
fabulous.
You guys get a look at it? On
fabulous. I mean, he's had some wild ones and some I love and some I don't like. But to me, this was incredible. And then what was more impressive is his body.
What do you mean? It was incredible. Like
the color, like the plaid with the shorts. Yeah, I love the hat. I mean, I couldn't pull that off. Okay. Pear doesn't fit well in that outfit, but Cam Newton does.
I'm going to tell
That's
you this.
Not an outfit
I don't think...
for a bowler, okay? I'm a
this
bowler.
This is not the this or that. Anyway, so you can comment on the outfit, but there's a this or that coming. So, Ribs, have a short comment on the outfit, and then let's move on to this or that.
I enjoy watching Cam Newton and what he comes up with wardrobe-wise. I think he's different. And I can't say that I love his style, but I love how he has the confidence to wear these things. This is very stylish. I mean, I don't know who's going to be wearing this.
Well, he has an image. He has an image, and he likes his image, and he likes to create and continue to create an image. And his outfits have been one of those things. I mean, when you're the starting quarterback and former number one pick overall, and you want to turn yourself into a brand or a spectacle. He uses his post-game press conferences to do that. And I got to tell you something. I got to tell you, some sports needs this stuff. So
how much do you think it drives Bill Belichick crazy?
I'm sure it
does. But anyway, so this guy on Twitter, Jujofer, I think that's how you say it, Jujofer on Twitter, put Cam dressed like the mountain climber on the Price is Right game. And if you remember that game,
well, that's exactly what I thought. I thought he was in a Ricola commercial.
Okay, so exactly. So now it made me think, oh, The Price is Right. I remember one of the very first English program I watched as a kid. Like if we had a day off of school, we turned on The Price is Right because you don't really need to speak English to know what's going on The Price is Right. You just need to pay attention. So I'm asking you this. Which one was the best game to win a car on The Price is Right? The dice, where you got to roll the dice, and if it's not the number, you got to say higher or lower. Or I call it the disco board, where you're standing on the number one, and in front of you, there's the two. Next to you is the three, the four, and the five. and you take a step forward or sideways and you try to put the number of the car all together. So which one was the better Price is Right game to win a car? This or that? The dice or the disco board?
I always like the dice. I love the dice. It's very simple. You roll it, it's higher or lower. And I hate
to see when the guy rolled a 3, a 4, a 3, and a 3. And you're like, dude, like those are the worst number because the odds are so not in your favor. But then when you had a 1, a 6, a 6, and a 1, you're like, he won the car for sure.
That's not true because I think it's just a complete crapshoot all the way around.
Well, no, the numbers are between 1 and 6. And if you roll a 1 and it's not 1 on the board, it's definitely higher. And if you roll a 6 and it's not 6 on the board, it's definitely lower. But if it was a 3 or a 4, you had to make the guess. Do I think the number is higher or lower because it's right in the middle? So,
When I was in Kitchener, I'll tell you a quick story. We had Breakfast Club. The veteran guys, like the older guys who were out of high school, and we were like 19, 20. And we would always go to breakfast and watch Price is Right every morning. We'd go somewhere and get bacon, eggs, and toast, and you'd sit at the bar, in the breakfast bar, the restaurant.
Yep.
And watch Price is Right every day. It's junior hockey. Carry on.
Okay. Anyway, my buddy, just like you, PD, in the pre-show, when we get to talk about what we're going to do on the show, I mentioned this question, and you said Plinko is the better game. My buddy Froggy just responded in a text by Plinko. The problem with Plinko is you couldn't win a car, but I do think the Plinko game was pretty spot on. Okay, let's get to some hockey stuff here. Pierre LeBrun talked about playoff scenarios. We don't even know when the season's going to start or what the season is going to look like, but he's already talking about playoff scenario. What do you do with playoffs? Do you go divisional playoffs because the Canadian division is going to stick together? Do you go conference playoffs or do you go 1 through 16 like it used to be in the 70s and early 80s where, who knows, maybe in the first round you've got Philadelphia playing LA and that's just the way it goes. So I'm going to throw out the conference scenario and I'm going to ask you this or that. If you had to plan for a playoff right now, not knowing what the season's going to be like, what do you plan for? A divisional type playoffs like we've had the last few years or a 1 through 16 playoffs? This or that? Divisional or league-wide playoffs? PD.
The second one.
You're not paying attention.
I was. I just, it's a lot to take in, but I like the second one.
You always have been wanting the 1 through 16 playoffs, so that's why I thought for sure you were going to say that. Like, you've always said, go 1 through 16 and go that way.
I owe you an apology. Was that the question?
That's what I'm saying. You're not paying attention.
I'm sorry, Marty. I'm preparing for the next segment.
Oh yeah, you're a guest, teammate.
Go ahead. I'll piggyback off Ribs. I was hoping.
That's all right.
I was sitting
Ribs,
there as
what
you,
do you want,
Marty. As you were winding down, I'm like, please go to Craig. Like,
well, I couldn't see you on my screen anymore. So I wanted to make sure you're still alive.
I swear to you. I'm not texting. I'm prepping. But
let me save Petey for us here.
Thanks.
I've always loved the idea of number 1 through 16. I've always liked that. Okay. In the circumstances that we're in right now, I think a divisional playoff makes sense.
Absolutely.
You want to try and keep, the Canadian teams in Canada, no traveling over the border, all that kind of stuff. And I think that's the way that they'll probably go moving into the season.
Marty, had I listened to your question originally, that's exactly the way I would have felt.
Okay, well, you failed, PD, but I hope that you totally redeem yourself on the next one. So there's been some rumors that Zdeno Chara is still, considering, what the situation is going to be like. He wants to be with the Boston Bruins, but who knows, maybe he would come back somewhere else. So I'm asking you this, because Chara was a stud in his career, but he was really a stud in the middle of his career, right? When he started, he was like Bambi on ice, this big, tall guy that wasn't really, you know, strong on his feet. And now he's, what is he, 42, 43 years old? So I'm asking you, which Zdeno Chara would you want on your team? The young rookie Zdeno Chara or today's Zdeno Chara? This or that? Which one would you pick?
Be more specific.
No, I remember.
Again, Reeves, give us an answer so PD can kind of go off your answer.
It's not that. It's a young, like the first year Chara, no, but like last year in Ottawa, Chara, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. He was really good in the middle of his. So I'm asking you, rookie Zdeno Chara or 43-year-old Zdeno Chara, this or that?
Rookie, because he was more feared because he would fight. I know now he would fight. He had three games in a row where he fought. But when he was fighting, he was hurting guys, and people didn't want to go near him.
Okay, Rivs, this or that?
I would say Zdeno Chara now. Zdeno Chara at his age right now understands his limitations. When he was a rookie, he had a tremendous amount of limitations. He is probably the one player from the time that he came into the league as a rookie to, you know, 4 or 5 years in when he was playing for Ottawa, had made bigger strides than any player in NHL history. Because I'm going to tell you this, I remember playing against Zdeno Chara when he was a rookie, and he was horrendous. Like, I mean, he was a 6'9", you know, 120-pound Bambi that couldn't skate. He couldn't pass. Even his slap shot was, like, weird. Like, he looked uncoordinated. He just looked really, really big.
Marty, do you remember him on the cover of the Hockey News standing back-to-back with a teammate? Do you remember who it was?
I don't know.
Epic picture. It's an iconic picture.
With Gerby. No?
No, they would never play together.
No, that was Tyler Myers.
Gerby and John Scott and Nathan Gerby posed together. But no, I don't remember.
It was Ziggy Palfy. Chara was standing.
With the New York Islanders.
Yeah, way back. Because I don't think people remember that. Chara was drafted by the Islanders.
No, yeah, he was. And then he was kind of. Him and Roberto Luongo and all those guys were traded away because they weren't patient enough. But Chara really did not become good in the National Hockey League until year 5, year 6 maybe. His second year, you know, in Ottawa, he went from 23 points to 39, then 41, and the penalty minutes were there. I saw him when he played for Kentucky. He was playing in the American League. He dislocated one of my teammates' nose with one punch. There was a scrum in front of the net. He punched this guy in the face. The nose was sideways, literally like broke his nose. That's how strong he was. But you're right, Rivs. He was not the fleetest of foot. And last but not least, we'll do this one really quick because I feel like we got to throw shade at Tom Brady sometimes. Last night after the game, Brady was not happy with his performance and the way the game went. They lost to the LA Rams. So Jared Goff went to the middle of the field to shake Tom Brady's hand, as the two quarterback always do. And Tom Brady had already run to the locker room. So this or that, you shake the man's hand, win or lose, or that's okay to just bail. This or that, Rivs.
It's disgusting. People already hate this man, okay? And I mean, it's either you love Tom Brady or you hate Tom Brady. And in our neck of the woods, there's a tremendous amount of hate for this man.
Yep.
I got to tell you right now, this is unacceptable. Do you understand? This is unacceptable behavior by a guy that, you know, has done miraculous things in the NFL. But, I mean, these are things that you just add on to the dislike of this person. It's the character. I mean, I just don't understand it. Like, you know, here's the thing. Like, I watch Green Bay and, you know, play Indy this week. And you have two older quarterbacks, Phillips and
Rodgers.
Rodgers ended up losing the game, okay? Do you think he's happy about – did they not play against each other? Why are you guys looking at me like that?
No, so you said Phillips. So who's Green Bay playing? They were playing
– I thought they were playing Indy.
Yeah, Philip Rivers, not Phillips.
I mean, Philip Rivers. Okay, sorry.
Rivers. I'm like, who's Phillips?
Yeah,
River.
Yeah.
River. My bad. River. My bad. He was doing it like they do in school. River Phillips.
River Phillips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rivers Phillips.
But you have you know, two quarterbacks come out. One is a great quarterback. You know, is going to go into the Hall of Fame, and they both come to the field. They're both smiling. They both have a conversation for, you know, upwards of a minute. And I just look at Tom Brady. It's just like, are you kidding me, man? I mean, grow up. Yeah. It makes you just, I don't care how good you are. These small things mean so much for who you truly are. It's just, it's awful to see. I mean, you win some, you lose some. That's.
He did the same thing to when he lost to Chicago. Who was in Chicago, yep. Nick Foles or whatnot. He did the same thing there. But PD, quickly, you shake the man's hand, or is it okay to, like, just you lost and you move on?
I have so much respect for Tom Brady for how he approaches his craft and how he badly wants to win. But I have no respect for Tom Brady from the standpoint of a professional. I just don't. I never have. I think his videos are embarrassing when he's walking with Gronk after games. I think everything he does is embarrassing for him. I mean, it's not because it's Tom Brady. It's not what he's done to the Bills. It's just when it comes to a superstar, he's the furthest thing that I want to see on camera or in pictures. Or he's not, you know, I don't understand what all the fuss is about. How does she like him?
I don't know. But anyway, that's not what the question is. It's just shake hands or no. So I guess
I gave you my answer.
You shake hands. So that's the way it is. Okay, listen, we got to take a quick break here because we want to be on time for the second hour later because there's a lot going on. We got to talk about the CBA and the season. When will it start? What would it look like? What's happening in the negotiations right now? We're going to play a game called Name That Teammate. When Bills Live does that with named Taskers teammates, so we thought we'd have fun with something similar. And update at 11 o'clock here. So stick around with the Instigators on WGR 550.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change. Каждый может измениться.
Right.
Best soundtrack, movie soundtrack of all time.
I don't know about that, but it's right up there.
No, I know it's not, but
it's up there. Come on.
There's two songs, right? There's the one, There's No Easy Way Out. No Easy Way Out. That's when he gets into his car and drives away, and he has all the pictures of him fighting against...
That's this one.
Yeah, that's the one that was just playing.
Turn it up, Brayden. That's right, when Adrian says, you can't win. You know what his license plate, like, nice supportive. That's support right there.
Yeah.
Say, do you know what his license plate said?
Oh. No, but I remember the lights
S-T-H
come up.
S-T-H Paw, Southpaw. Oh, I think, yeah, it was, I think, right, it was S-T-H.
Yeah, Southpaw. But the other good song is the training montage late in the movie that you play, and it's...
Oh, yeah. No, no, wait. Yeah.
How about...
Yes. So let's, here's this one, too. Remember, this is the one my son loves, this one. So you drive around with this one cranked, and you just, you feel so cheesy, but, it, you know, you do it for the kids. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
This one's called War. On this day in 1985, ladies and gentlemen, Rocky IV and Ivan Drago was introduced to the world. So
this
listen.
This is the song they play when Rocky's starting to change the tide a little
bit. Yes, coming
match,
back.
Right? And coming back.
He's been cut. See, he's not a machine. He's a man.
He is,
and
not
Drago's
a man.
Been cut.
He's not,
right,
a man.
You guys have older brothers. No, actually, Marty, you have a younger brother. Petey, yeah, you have an older brother. I have an older brother. I can still remember back and listening to the soundtrack at the end of Rocky, and my brother and I literally bare knuckle scraps right in the living room at the end of Rocky. It was insane. It was amazing.
We used to call it helmets and gloves back in our day.
Yeah, well, we did dangerous. That, yep.
Oh, helmets and gloves.
To the show, being at home, school right now, do not helmets and gloves it after practice. Dangerous.
Don't. Knowing what we know now.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Speaking of knowing what we know now, at 11:30, we're going to play Name That Teammate. What are the rules? How I have teammates already in line, but I have junior guys that everybody would know. Well, I don't. I just gave it away. But can I go to junior? Or can I, do you want me to just stay?
I mean, you can go to junior if the player in question played in the National Hockey League and we would know.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, Marty. I didn't realize that players that didn't make it were irrelevant to you.
Well, no, but I probably would not know them if they played with Rivs. Like, I would know them if they played with me, but I wouldn't know them if they played with Rivs or you.
That's unbelievable. All right. Noted. If you played with Marty and you never made it.
That's not.
Basically dead to him.
Out of context right now. Out of context.
That's what we do in the media, man. We take things out of context and we spin them the most interesting way.
I didn't think you were a media guy. I thought you were a gracious and fantastic host.
That's the great thing about this job, Marty. I am who I want, when I want, and why I want. All in the name of entertainment. I love you both. Instigators, when we come back, more to come. Return to play. Are we coming back? Feels like March. Instigators WGR 550.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.